Hi, recently I was in Tempe, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona area, hanging out with Scott Cate for the annual Day of Scott Goo. I brought my family while I was down there, and my buddy Erica Branson, who you might know from ScratchAudio.com, he's been on Hansel Minutes, and he's a very talented SAML programmer. He works for a company called App5, and Eric invited me to come and check out their electron microscope. They've got this giant, amazing electron microscope in the middle of this nondescript little office park in the middle of Tempe, Arizona. And the video is a little rough. I filmed it with my phone and my kids are running around, but it's not every day that you see one of the very few electron microscopes that are out there. So I hope you enjoy this rough but fun video. And be sure to check out app5.com as well as Eric's own project, Scratch Audio.
And so we've got up at the top, we've got basically a light bulb. Mm-hmm. But instead of spitting out light that we see, it spits out electrons. And then we speed them up with 200 kilovolts, so they get going really fast. The sample is in there. It's a little tiny disc. We can show you some of them.
What are we sampling today?
This is a diffraction grating replica with latex spheres on it. So the grating replicas are these squares. Each of the little squares is about 1/2 of a micrometer, and there's about, your human hair is about 100 micrometers.
Wow, so you say it's half of one?
Half of one.
Jeez.
Okay. So that's the sample.
There are 300 squares on it?
300 little squares.
Little squares
wow.
on it?
Yeah.
You cannot see through it, really? But the electrons can?
So is it coated in gold then to be able to see? Because it's got to be a metal,
carbon.
Right?
With
carbon.
So this is copper, mm-hmm. and on top there is a thin carbon layer.
Okay.
Wow.
So we take those electrons, we shoot them right through the sample. The sample's super thin, so the electrons just shoot right through it.
Yeah.
And then it's just like a slide projector. We have a bunch of lenses here that blow up the image, and they come down to this screen down here. Mm-hmm. And I think you guys should get in here and have a look.
Well, like talking to boys, you touch nothing.
No. We're going to have... So that's
I see
one
no,
of
I'm
the little,
break it.
Little
no,
squares.
Geez.
There's 300 of those green squares in that little piece of copper. And what you're going to do is you're going to watch that while your brother goes over to there. See that joystick up there? No, this
one
right there. You got it.
Can you touch
okay,
that?
Go ahead.
So you watch,
yeah,
then
go
you
ahead.
Watch.
You watch. Okay, go ahead. Give it a little kick. Yeah, there you go.
Go up now. See?
You can't see that well?
Mm-hmm. You need a boost?
Yeah.
Now I really can't see.
Okay, you're watching the dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see the green?
See the green?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
You're moving the green.
Yeah. Cool, huh?
What's going on back here?
Yeah.
Steve, what
it's a whole rack to support it?
Yeah, this is all to support the different aspects of it.
Yeah, this is all
this
for
is
the
all,
electronics.
This is all for the microscope. None of it's for the camera or the X-ray detector. This is all just
all
the stuff inside the microscope. So what were JK was saying the other day that the tube sends what, like 2 million electrons a second?
Yeah.
2 billion.
There's actually only one electron in the tube at a time.
So sometimes it's 3 billion.
And it's sending 2 billion through a second.
Yeah, it's a lot.
If you said economies of scale is one thing, but if you think about like the electron collider in Europe,
mm-hmm.
like why does that need to be so big? Like, is it convenient that did someone say, you know, we could make it 10 feet in a circle, but let's go ahead and make it miles long? It's the idea that a single electron is going down the center of that is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it's this whole column, the actual opening in the middle of it is probably about as big as a pencil.
Really?
It's a big tube.
And the rest is support. And is this Zeiss is the same company that's got the camera lens that I've got in my phone?
Yep. It's the same company that does the lenses that they use to print print microchip boards.
Yep.
They make those as well. They make these. They make SEM microscopes.
So it's an optics company.
Yes. Yeah, they do lenses. So it's really interesting. I mean, it's all the exact same principles that you'd have in your camera, in a light microscope. It's just
instead of a light wave going, it's an electron wave going. So
wow.
You still have lenses, just instead of glass, they're magnetic. You know, it's an electromagnet that's pulling stuff around.
Wow. And this is your WPF app, and you've got your image. What are these other things up here? ELS, ESI?
So this is the way the whole app works, is we try and break things down into chunks. So ultimately out of this, you're trying to get what's called an ESI image. So that's where you get what I was talking about. It can actually take a probably won't be able to see much on with the thing in here, but this is going to give you an EEL spectrum. So it's going to give you, instead of two-dimensional data, it's one-dimensional data, you know, with intensities across the point. So you kind of use that to dial it in, and you just work your way through the tasks here to get to. So the first step is you're just getting an image, and that's, am I in the right spot? You're just dialing in, is this an interesting spot to take an image from? Then the EEL step here, you're going to get, you'll see a spectrum come up over here in a second once it gets it dialed in. Maybe. Yeah, so there you go. So this is interesting. So this is actually what's showing up on the camera right here.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Yep, so that's actually the camera, and then this is being integrated across this rectangle into a spectrum. So you're basically summing each column,
mm-hmm.
and that gives you the spectrum. And you can see these bumps here, these peaks,
mm-hmm.
actually correspond to elements. So that's probably what, carbon?
Yep. That's carbon.
And there's actually some tools where you can sort of view.
Oh, wow, yeah, so you just change the y-axis there.
Mm-hmm. And
that's updating at the same
mm-hmm.
frame rate that's updating. Now, he's got a PhD in tiny things. Do you have a PhD or some advanced degree to be able to? Because
no.
You were like, oh yeah, it's carbon, totally.
I'm a jazz performance school dropout that ended up in software.
Oh, hey, look at that! I recognize that's the periodic table of elements.
Sure enough, that's right.
I remember that part.
So yeah, so here we put a carbon marker on it, so you'll see where it is. So then this last task is where it's like the really amazing magic happens, and it's the images go in, magic takes place, and on
right.
the other side you get an image that actually shows you, here's where the carbon is, here's where the nitrogen is.
Oh, like an elements heat map.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's actually called a map. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so we had some cool ones in here where we had something called
that's really interesting. So it's not just about black and white photos of small stuff.
No.
You're literally able to map out that, like, we found a sample from, you know, a meteor. We're going to put it under this thing, and they're like, oh, wow, that's a new element.
Yep.
Like, if I was going to discover a new element that doesn't exist on that periodic table,
that's right.
I would be looking at that map and freaking out and going, I think we found a new element.
What is it? Yeah, exactly.
This isn't at all like the movie Contact. I assumed that,
no.
They were
no.
just staring at waveforms. This is more interesting.
But if you've seen Prometheus, there's a scene towards the beginning of the movie where they're checking out the alien DNA and going,
oh, yeah?
It's human DNA.
Yeah.
And they're on one of Zeiss's competitors, Joel. It's,
yeah.
It's an actual Joel TEM microscope. We all saw it
that's
together.
That's cool. You're
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God,
yeah,
it's a
yeah.
Joel.
That's awesome. Oh, look at this. So these are all. This is your photo gallery of small
mm-hmm.
things.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead and spill that coffee on the $2 million microscope there, buddy.
Yeah. It's all covered in lead. What could happen?
What is that? That looks like something tiny.
Yeah, this is...
Is that the boron nitride?
This
no.
is boron nitride. So these are little particles of boron nitride powder crushed up and placed on a lacy carbon film. So these little thread web-looking things are bits of carbon,
wow.
and then the blobs on it are boron nitride.
Mm-hmm. And what's the resolution of that? Like, is that zero? Is that 100%?
This
dot
is
for dot?
500 nanometers is the length of this line.
Okay.
And so, if we want to, we can
What's 100% zoom? Like dot for dot. Like you have this is a pixel image. It's a bitmap.
Right. Yeah.
So, I'm thinking about is retina displays interesting to you?
Yeah. I think this camera is a 2K by 2K array. So there's 2,000 pixels on a side. Our monitor is what is it?
Right, 2K by 1900.
1600
yeah, so not
like
quite there.
Yeah, we
so,
couldn't
yeah.
even get there even if we zoomed in all the way.
So if you had, if you could do, yeah, when a 4K camera becomes more popular, you'd love to have a retina display.
Oh, yeah.
A 30-inch. What's happening? Look, it's something small.
What's happening?
Really tiny stuff.
Were you guys playing ping pong? Is that what I heard?
Shh, shh, shh. Keep your voices down.
You did?
Nice job.
All right, Louise. Well, we will take our leave because we're disrupting your office, but thanks for showing me that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Not a problem at all.